Well, and the last time I checked, Sandy, I don't think you have one either.
I don't either, but I'm not sure who that tax credit was enacted under either. So I'm not sure how partisan an issue the electric tax vehicle credit is.
I can tell you, it was President Biden. So we can
Wait a minute. There has been a $7,500 tax credit available for electric vehicles for years. No Tesla has been. Yeah, for years. All you're talking about is a prolonging of it and possibly an expansion of it. But incidentally, okay, go ahead.
Well, we can afford 87,000 IRS agents, but we can't afford one Border Patrol agent that they've been crying out for help for months since this commander cut and run has taken over our border. And opened it up. You know, I guess why and when aren't parents responsible for providing for the kids and not the government and the taxpayer? You know, I guess I listened to you gentlemen, and, you know, there's an endless amount of money out there. And I tell you what, this administration promised no one's going to be audited under $400,000. Well, I believe that, like I believe the Inflation Reduction Act is going to reduce inflation, like the Congressional Budget Office says, not, you know. So,
well, CJ, whoa, just slow down. We've got a lot. This is like a list of bad dreams you've had. I'm not sure that he said no one under 400,000 would be audited. I believe his promise was that no one under 400,000 would receive a tax increase.
No, but they said they would not be audited by attacked by this 87,000, and that was his press secretary. I'm sure.
In any case. Do you not believe that the IRS ought to have adequate resources in order to make sure that we collect taxes from those who owe it in the United States? Are taxes not part of our patriotic duty to pay?
Yes, you're supposed to pay your legal amount. And
that's right. Of course you are. And auditors, if you get audited, CJ, you won't be asked to pay any illegal parts of your taxes. An audit simply is pursuing the question of whether you've paid all the taxes you owe. Audits are inconvenient.
What percentage of small business owners do you think are going to be attacked by this? Sandy,
very small.
What do you think?
Very, very, very small. Like I said, CJ, the IRS actually does a cost benefit analysis in terms of who they pursue for audits, and they're like Jesse James. They go where the money is, and they go where they can actually get a good return for the invested effort of audit. So
Sandy, CJ,
do you think we could have
CJ, hang on. You use the verbiage attacked, that the government is going to be attacking people. No, the government is going to ask people to pay their fair share. The other part of this, in which I do, and I'm willing to do it, and I expect other people to do the same. The other thing, one of the things that you said, and Sandy, you talked about this earlier, CJ said there's a finite amount of money, as if the government can't afford to do these things for families and children. And as Sandy stated before we went to break, well, we need a new battleship or a new nuclear sub. And so somehow those things should supersede helping the American people.
Well, I think CJ fell back on what it is that people who are distant from the problems solve their conscience with, which is the statement that why aren't the families taking care of preschool education? And that's a nice theory, and it's a broad statement. But the fact is, CJ, that under the socioeconomic conditions that exist in the United States and exist in some metropolitan areas, there just aren't the families there. your good host Earl that you call regularly has spent a great deal of time and emotional effort with an effort to try and help young boys who are many of them being raised in situations where there isn't the wherewithal in the family, whether it be money or capacity to take care of them. So you can turn your back on that problem if you choose to, and it's and
it must solve, back.
It must solve your conscience to say, well, these people just need to take care of, you know, these people need to pull themselves up by their bootstraps. These people need to do what it is
the family, that, Sandy. They've destroyed the family structure. 80%
without
a father in their home. They're reaping the benefits by destroying these young men. So maybe it's the fathers who should step up, who have abandoned these kids, and make them pay their fair share.
CJ, we have to. CJ, stop.
Bring CJ down, if you will, if he's not going to be quiet while Sandy is speaking.
CJ, there is this, that we have district attorneys in every county who pursue child support payments from those who can pay it. I mean, if this problem could be solved by money in the pockets of the people who are participating in the problem, it would be. But it must do you good to stand back and point your finger. But the fact is, we've got the problem.
Bring CJ down.
Your discussion of this, CJ, is like the person who blames somebody else for the cancer they've got and doesn't want to go and get treatment for it. Society has a cancer, and we need to figure out the way to solve for it. And pointing fingers and making a broad arm waving statements like you are about that relate to some morality issue don't solve the problem. You know, the problem is much, much broader and different than the one you described.
You know, Sandy, the problem with people like CJ is it's easy to point the finger at people. You know, there are many families where the father's at home, and mom is at the father works, and the mom is at home raising the children. And the family just does not make enough, Sandy. This belief that everybody who who struggles is somebody, a low-lifed person who, you know, just had a bunch of children and can't take care of them, is not what it is, Sandy. As you well know, they're middle-class people who struggle with the cost of daycare. And it takes up far too large a chunk of their income.
Well, there are those as well who like CJ, who want to point at, I suspect what CJ was saying with the dog whistle was that prior welfare programs have somehow promoted and torn apart the destruction of the nuclear family.
Right.
And that's a mouthful to say, and it would take a great deal of study to figure out the extent to which earlier welfare programs might have promoted childbirth out of wedlock situations. But that begs the question of what do we do today about what's going on? And there's no question that providing child daycare, not tax credits, not money, but the service of child daycare is nothing that could possibly promote the destruction of families. How does sending a child to a daycare center where they will get adequate preschool education and treatment have anything to do with destroying the family? I mean, it's only going to benefit the family.
And long-term, Sandy, benefit the nation, right?
Yes, and the other thing that this whole discussion ignores is the fact that the current economic circumstance and the reliance of the U.S. business model across so many sectors on minimum wage laborers has forced something different than you and I experienced. You and I had stay-at-home mothers.
Right. Absolutely.
Today, almost all young families involve dual-earning capacity parents. Both mother and father work, even in the nuclear family that is intact. And mother and father working requires daycare.
Which it's, I guess, is just something that a guy like CJ can't even comprehend. It's because it's not part of the narrative of where he gets his news. He can't independently think himself about what it is you just said. Got to go to a break, Dave. I see you. We'll get you on the other side. It's Friday. That means Fridays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.